Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner that has a product, service, or message that you truly believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look at real-world networking and marketing tactics while leveraging LinkedIn to get what you have in front of many more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and let's get started. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple. Super excited for today's episode. Two reasons. Number one, we are just about 3 weeks away from my final free LinkedIn workshop of the year. It is from June 10th to June 14th, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's live and recorded. All you have to do is head to either the email that you opened to listen to this or the description of this episode to click on the link and get yourself registered. Now, the other reason why I'm excited is I'm talking about somewhat of a newer feature to LinkedIn newsletters and what you can do. And what I want to cover with you today are three things that you can do to fully optimize your LinkedIn newsletter. Now, for those that didn't know this, I did a previous episode about how Creator Mode is still available, but there is no toggle button anymore. You basically, everyone has the opportunity to start a newsletter. They have the opportunity to have a LinkedIn Live audio event, all those things, the follow button. Now, but in specifics, there's three things that you can do to really optimize your LinkedIn newsletter. Now, the first thing is putting a clickable link, in the body of your LinkedIn newsletter. I'm a big believer in, you know, the calls to action, because those are the things that are basically going to take people from online to offline. And when you are doing this, when you are writing your LinkedIn newsletter, you have the ability to put in a hyperlink. So as people go through your LinkedIn newsletter, when you get to the bottom, just as an example, there was one that I did last week. And at the end of my newsletter, it says, you know, if you haven't yet signed up already for my free LinkedIn workshop from June 10th to June 14th, click below. And there's a hyperlink. And that hyperlink is clickable on LinkedIn, on the mobile app and the desktop, and also in the email that LinkedIn sends out to all of your subscribers. Now, it is hyperlinked. And the way that you add it in there is you copy whatever URL you want, whether it's your website, whether it is your lead magnet, whether it's a workshop. And when you go to write that newsletter, you're going to see a little paperclip at the very top. And if you hover over it, it says link. And all you have to do basically at that point is when you paste the hyperlink in the body of your LinkedIn newsletter, you highlight it, copy it, and then you click on link, and then you hit paste. And then basically that will hyperlink that, so people are then able to click on it to then take them from online to offline. This is a great way to get people to listen to your podcast, to register for your workshops, to visit your website, to download your lead magnet. But also, if you're looking to get in front of more people with an offering that you have, you can send them to a sales page. It is so important to do that. So that's the first thing. The second thing is a newer feature within the LinkedIn newsletter in the body of it. So obviously you have the placeholder photo, you have your title, you have your description, and then you can add the hyperlinks, pictures, and all that. On the right-hand side, when you are creating your LinkedIn newsletter, you're going to see a manage button. When you click on this, it's going to give you various different options. SEO settings, drafts, scheduled, public, published, new draft, newsletter, create a newsletter, help, or give feedback. I want to focus on the first one, which is SEO settings. This is a newer feature that LinkedIn is giving all of those that have a newsletter. And when you click on this, basically the first thing that you can then do is you can add a specific SEO title. And LinkedIn says, we'll use your added SEO title in place of your article title for search engine result pages such as Google Search. So the good thing is if you not only want to get visibility within the search engine of LinkedIn, you can also accomplish that by putting in an SEO title that's keyword searchable on Google. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, well, Scott, how do I know the difference between the title that I have listed on that newsletter edition on LinkedIn compared to the SEO title? Easiest thing to do would be to copy the title of the newsletter edition on LinkedIn, head over to ChatGPT, and ask ChatGPT to give you an SEO title in place of this one that is better for Google search engines. And what it'll do is it will reword it and it'll pump out something that you can then paste in the SEO title section. So that's number two. So you have your clickable link and now you have your specific SEO setting, SEO title setting. Underneath that is the third and final tip, which is your SEO description. So much like how LinkedIn will use your SEO title for Google search page results, they will use an SEO description in place of the first few lines of your article on search engine result pages. And LinkedIn suggests using keywords, summarizing your writing, and aiming to write between 140 to 160 characters. So what you can do is you can actually copy and paste your entire LinkedIn newsletter edition, and then you can ask ChatGPT, please use my full LinkedIn newsletter edition and create an SEO description in place of the first few lines of this article for search engine result pages. Please, I'm suggesting you to use keywords, summarizing the writing below, and aiming to have it between 140 to 160 characters. You literally prompt ChatGPT to do that. It will spit back out to you exactly what you want, which is an SEO description that uses keywords, summarizes the writing of the newsletter edition, and is between 140 to 160 characters. Now, you have your SEO title, you have your SEO description, then you're going to click the save button on the bottom right. And now not only is it optimized for your LinkedIn newsletter on LinkedIn, you have now optimized it for also Google search result pages. So again, the three things that you want to do to really take advantage and optimize your LinkedIn newsletter editions. Number one, have a clickable link CTA to take people from online to offline. Have your SEO description and have your SEO title so it's better searchable and found on larger search engines such as Google. So again, one last reminder, if you would like to register for my final free LinkedIn workshop of the year, it's called the Amateur to Expert LinkedIn Workshop in 5 days. It is 1 to 2 p.m. EST, live and recorded June 10th to June 14th. The description below will contain the URL that you can cling to get your free ticket. So I would love to see you there. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. If you could, please support this podcast by hopping over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any place that you're listening to this. Leave us a rating and review. Let us know what you loved most and what you would like to hear more of. But also, if you would like to learn how to take your business to the next level, whether it's using LinkedIn or working directly with myself and Nancy in our intimate group coaching programs, you can head over to www.thetimetogrow.com or scottaron.net to learn more. Thank you again for your support, love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.